The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
City lights don't shine. I live my life the simple way, and you know I'm doing just fine. I fish, I hunt, and I shoot my guns, and I raise a little hell. The things I do, you know I do them well. This is my America, and I'm so proud. I don't mind, I say it loud. This is my America, God bless America, land of the free, because of the brave. This is my America.
Welcome to Armed Alabama. Glad you could join us tonight. We've got a good show for you. Of course, as always, we talk about self-defense, firearm and ammo selection, your home protection, concealed carry concerns, training, proper range etiquette, and Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi law, and of course, federal laws with myself and co-host Adam Strange and co-host of the show, Judge Rusty Johnston.
Good evening, everyone.
We also have in the studio with us, representing the Friends of the NRA, Will Case. Glad to have you with us, Will.
Thanks, Adam. Always happy to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you. You've actually become kind of a regular staple here on Armed Alabama. We appreciate you coming in every time.
Yeah, I appreciate the airtime, obviously, to get the word out for the Friends of NRA and our mission. And also just to get in and talk to you guys and talk about guns.
It's a hell of a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Give us a call here if you want to join in on the fun. You can call us at the studio, 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. You can call or text to that same number. We look at all the texts that come in, and we try to answer any firearm-related questions or political-related questions or what have you. And you can also join us live on simulcast on Facebook page, on our Facebook page, which is Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. Please like, save, and follow while you're there. That way you'll be notified every time we post something to our Facebook page. Also, there's also a lot of people that comment on our Facebook page. We try to follow there and answer any questions. It's really neat to see the conversations that's taking place in real time as we're broadcasting.
Adam, I was going to tell you the important date for some gun owners, Monday, midnight, the 26th. I think that's Monday. Maybe it's I think it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, a week from today. That is when the bump fire stock ban takes effect. Get this, the lower court in District of Columbia ruled against our side, the pro-freedom side. It's on appeal to the D.C. Court of Appeals, and that appeal was filed maybe 6-8 weeks ago. And the court has set this Friday, the 22nd, I think, for oral arguments. And knowing that thousands or probably tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of – oh, it's going to go in the millions – of property, if you're going by the rules, the law, you're going to destroy that Monday or turn it into the ATF. unless they grant a stay. You know, we need 90-day stay for implementation of the rule. You know, not a lot of rules put you in prison, but that, because the problem is you're going to be possessing a machine gun. You have to either destroy it, and I mean all the parts, like the little block that attaches, you know, around the trigger to your gun, the stuff, all of that. And I would suggest anyone does it, probably ought to videotape it. So yeah. Your home won't be torn apart. Somebody tips them off that you used to have one or whatever. But that shows how you kind of get a feeling, I think I know what the system's getting ready to do. It's getting ready to screw us all. To hell with life. To heck with the Fifth Amendment. No one should be deprived of property without due process of law. And, you know, that's personal property too, not just real estate.
Yeah, if it's not destroyed, if it's turned in, I would definitely request a receipt.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, that way, if it is, there is a stay.
Maybe even reversed. Get it back.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, because you know they're not going to go out and destroy it Monday afternoon. And that would be the ATF offices, and I can't remember where they are here in town. But everybody think of all that. And then right after we talked last week, I saw a ruling. We were talking about the Protection of Lawful Commerce Act, to where a criminal comes into a 7-Eleven, kills the manager or the person working there, and then, the guy that shot him has no money. I'm going to sue Glock or High Point, likely. The lower court, trial court in Connecticut, this is in the school shooting at Sandy Hook. A group of people are suing Remington, who was the maker of the AR-15. I guess a Bushmaster made the AR-15. Remington owns them now. But the trial court threw the case out, said that this federal law, you know, prohibits it. The appeals court threw it out. But the Connecticut Supreme Court, you talk about political, reversed it with a lot of mumbo jumbo. And you know what it is, just harassment lawsuit. It's not going to ever be. But that's what we got right now.
Well, if I remember correctly, Judge, I read that that ruling that the Connecticut Supreme Court came down, and they agreed with the lower courts on 99% of their decision, but they hung up one particular aspect of it that is a Connecticut state law that says that, I think it was something about the advertising. They advertised it to in a way to make it, you know, appeal to children or something to that effect, you know, and kind of like the cigarette deal.
And I kind of, you know, tend to sympathize with that. This ought to be a state by state, but, you know, when it's up to them enforcing various things, they're going to stomp us down. Like, we didn't get the right to file a lawsuit, you know?
Well, I'm imagining that's going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, and hopefully they would stomp that down.
Right. And, you know, like I say, that probably ought to be state law, but you really get it in such the twilight zone of suing, I could say, a manufacturer for somebody's misuse or illegal use of the product. And you see that a lot with the pain medication that they claim. You know, all these people taking the 12-hour Lortabs or whatever it's called. Right. I can't think of the name. But
when you're talking about suing, I mean, at what point, you know, we see in Europe that terrorists are using trucks, rental trucks or commercial trucks to run people down? Are we going to start suing some of these other companies?
Go in there with a map, Chevrolet, you know, and it's scrawled out on the map, and they should have seen that. Now, not to mention the fact that you were, you know, look like whatever you were. But you got to be responsible for your own actions. If there's something wrong with their property, you ultimately buy it legally, sure, but not if you're using it as intended. You know, that's the old, you know, you're hammering a nail and you hit it on the side and it flings loose and hits you in the eye. Well, you should have been wearing safety glasses, but you should have used it properly. And sometimes stuff just happens. So one thing we want to talk about tonight, too, I sent this to Will, just want to let you know, if anybody's interested, is just home defense firearms. Shotgun versus carbine versus pistol, and the good and the bad of all of those. And one thing we know about shotgun is kind of, especially in southern United States, I would say it's probably the most widely used firearm out there for self-defense, or at least people have it ready for self-defense.
Right.
So we'll talk about all that. One thing to consider, too, is length is a big deal. The recoil is a big deal. And, you know, can you shoot it properly? And I've kind of concluded that a carbine is the best way to go on that. There's a lot of choices there. But it looks like we're hitting a break in. 251-343-0106. Call or text. You can text a question to that number, and somehow we see it, too. And
Technology Grand.
Yeah, it is. I can't remember the name of the system, but
yeah.
It's pretty
Speaking
good.
Of technology, be sure and check us out on our Facebook page. We're simulcasting live on our Facebook page, and that's Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. And we'll be right back after this break with more Armed Alabama.
Like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. A place where even squares can have a ball.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Now remember, when things look bad and it looks like you're not going to make it, then you got to get mean. I mean plumb mad dog mean. Because if you lose your head and you give up, then you neither live nor win. That's just the way it is.
My favorite outlaw, Josie Wales. Welcome back to Armed Alabama. Glad you could join us tonight. We've still got plenty of show here for you. One thing I forgot to announce, our theme song, we actually have several of them by Buck Allen that we play. We want to thank Buck Allen for the use of his songs, and Buck Allen will be here in the studio with us next Tuesday night. So
with his guitar.
So we're excited about having him here. So be sure and join us next Tuesday night to hear Buck Allen. You heard his song, so now you get to hear him on the radio here talking with us, joining us in the studio. And also, you can watch him on Facebook Live as we simulcast on our Facebook page next Tuesday in the studio, Buck Allen.
And do we have somebody on the line?
Yes. Let's go ahead and go to Hoke, is calling in from Mobile. Hi, Hoke. Welcome to Armed Alabama.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Look, I called you last year about my sawed-off 12-gauge double barrel.
Okay.
And I got that checked out, and everything's legal on that. So that's my home defense gun now.
Okay.
But I picked up a little 9mm automatic and went and got my
concealed carry permit.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to leave it at home when I'm not home or in the car. So I carry it with me all the time.
Okay.
But I'm going over to New Orleans, and I was wondering if my permit will carry me through Mississippi and Louisiana, or
Well, having done the same thing last year that you're talking about doing, the answer is yes. But kind of watch it in New Orleans, because your concealed carry permit, there is a reciprocity, but they have all the restrictions about alcohol in restaurants. And, you know, even if you're not a drinker, you go to Galatoire's, Arno's, they would be classified, as, I'm sure, as a place, well, I know, as a place you could not carry in. Now, then you have to question. I would go to deep carry personally.
That isn't,
I'm not advising you to do anything illegal, but, you know, your life is worth a certain amount. And if you're not going to go into a bar and get rip-roaring drunk, you're going to have, you know, a glass of beer or wine, I would just go deep carry. Carry a really concealed or a smaller gun.
All right. All righty. Well, it's a Taurus G2C.
Now, in Louisiana, I tell you one difference there is. If the law stops you for speeding, if you have a permit, you're relying on that, you've got to tell them you have a concealed carry permit. But someone in Louisiana that doesn't have a permit, that has it in their own car, pursuant to the extension of, you know, the home, being able to have a gun in the home place, they don't have to tell the police.
No.
I mean, it's a goofy
really?
Thing in the law.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're not a concealed carry hold.
Right. They can have it in their car because in Louisiana and also in Mississippi, your car is an extension of your home. So you can have a firearm loaded in your vehicle without a permit.
Yeah. But you want to go on that because you want to carry it other places.
Yeah. Now in Alabama, if you carry your firearm loaded and on you, you'd have to have a permit, or in your car, you have to have a permit.
Yeah. I did. As a matter of fact, I did that before I went and picked up the pistol.
Wow. Okay.
For you, because it's very easy. It's very easy in Alabama to get your concealed carry permit.
How long did it take you? What office did you go to?
I went down to the sheriff's office, walked in, made out a one-page form. No, it's two pages. And they're just simple things. You know, are you a convicted felon? Are you crazy? Are you a drunk? You know, that kind of thing.
A crazy man don't know he's crazy.
I was in and out. $20 later, I was in and out with my photo ID, and it wasn't 15 minutes.
There you go. That's pretty good. They did the background check. They did all of that, and you fill in the form at 15 minutes.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I went by the gun store, they didn't have to do any background check on me.
Yeah.
I just handed them my permit, and they, okay, fine, we don't have to do that. The police have already done it for us.
That's a good use of 20. Hey, a reminder is, in your 12-gauge shotgun, do you have buckshot in it?
Yeah.
You can get low recoil for that. That cuts it from like 25 pounds of pressure, recoil pressure, to like 19. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. And it, listen, at 20 feet, 10 feet is going to be just as effective.
Oh, yeah.
So think about that. I know
what I have next to my bed.
Yeah, you probably don't care.
Somebody walks through the bedroom door, I'm not going to chase them around the house with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, good for you and have fun, but be careful. It is a kind of a high crime city, I guess, to say the least.
But thank you very much. I appreciate the information.
Sure.
Y'all have a good day, and thank you very much for the program. I do enjoy it every Tuesday.
Really appreciate that.
Thank you, Hope.
Adam,
thank you so
if I was going to New
in.
Orleans, and I'll try to get it on there, I would I'd go to Ace Hardware in Spring Hill, Moffett Road, or at Criolla, and I would get one of these master lock door bars, and if you're maybe have a child that's going off to college, good present, $25, and somebody can always get in your door, but especially a hotel room or dorm room, you open that up and put the other end on the floor, and they're gonna make a lot of noise when they come through. And I take that every time I go to a hotel because of these electronic locks. Who knows who could have that?
Yeah, and that fits right underneath the doorknob, and you can brace it on the
the
floor. It definitely will impede someone trying to get in.
I knew somebody in New Orleans years ago. They went to New Orleans to visit for a few days, banging on the door at midnight, a guy with a bucket and a plunger. He said, we got a leak in here, and let him in. And when he left, the guy didn't have his wallet. The lady didn't have her jewelry and all that. Thought at least he was clever, instead of just sticking a gun in your face. got to give him that. So.
Speaking
of
being
one step ahead of them.
Speaking of clever, we have Will Case in the studio with us.
I don't know about that. Now.
From the Friends of the NRA. Thank you for joining us, Will. Definitely give us a lowdown on the upcoming Friends of the NRA dinner here in Mobile.
All right, well, the dinner is coming up August 2nd. It's the last Friday before school starts. That's the I think we're trying to do it on Friday night so we can get the kids there and stuff like that.
And that facility is air conditioned.
The facility is air conditioned. It will take a minute to cool off, but the good thing is we're having to push it back a little bit. It's at the battleship and the aircraft pavilion. The battleship is open later during the summer hours, so we're pushing door open at 6 instead of 5:30, so it should hopefully be cooling down by then. We've got a couple of new things this year. Like I said, Gene, our NRA rep, retired last year. We got a new guy. And for the folks that have actually participated and shown up, you will know that we have raffle packs. We have raffle tickets for different things. in years previous, we only had two different levels. We had the $100 raffle pack, which is just the white tickets and a couple of blue tickets for a gun. What the white tickets are for merchandise, but not a gun. It's, you know, your cleaning kits and knives and stuff like that. This year, we're going to have three, and the $500 pack, which is the other one that we've always had, is white tickets, blue tickets, and a gold ticket, which is for the gold ticket's a high-end gun. Last year, I believe they did the I think it was actually the Kimber 84 mountain rifle that they did in most of the places around here. But anyway,
I went to a place one time, Will, and was handed a $25,000 shotgun to look at. I said, I'd really rather not hold it.
Yeah, you don't want to drop that. You can break it, you buy it.
That's right.
But this year we're going to have a $300 pack, which is white tickets, blue tickets, and we're also adding a fourth drawing, which is red ticket, and that's also for a gun. So the white tickets are going to be for just general merchandise. The blue tickets are for a gun that's valued anywhere from $300 to $500. The red tickets, higher-end gun, $500 to $600. And then the gold ticket that you get will be for a really nice higher-end over the $500, $600 price point.
That's the Willy Wonka gold ticket?
Pretty much. And with the $500 pack, you also get a Taurus G2C already. So you already have a gun, and you have multiple chances to win more guns, which is what we're all about, you know,
giving away guns. I got more guns than I need, but not as many guns as I want.
That's right.
Put that in
that's right.
List.
That is a good quote.
Yeah, and that was Senator Phil Graham, who was senator from Texas for a good while back. He ran for president in, what, 96, something like that. But I thought that was a good quote. We'll be back. Call us in. Call in, folks, 251-343-0106. Armed Alabama. If anybody needs a personal injury lawyer or wants to talk to a personal injury lawyer, and that's somebody who handles car wrecks, products liability, slip and falls, you know, you name it, go see Steve Moore at the Moore Law Firm. He's located at 8 North Dearborn Street in Mobile, 36602, and you can call him at 251-445-7602 or on the web, www.moorelawfirm, all one word, -al.com. Good guy, and he went to law school with me when it was $1,700 a year as opposed to the $24,000 a year it is now. That's just...
Sounds like a bargain.
Yeah, right. Really. I didn't realize. Well, actually, I did because it was the same price for years to it. Well, actually, my year's tuition at UMS when I finished in 77 was about 900 and something bucks. So it was about twice my high school tuition. And so I said it was kind of a bargain. But now it's incredible. One thing came up. We were talking about the guy in New Zealand.
Yes.
And, you know, he's been labeled as a Trump supporter and, you know, you think member of the NRA and all this. I will put a link to where you can get his manifesto on if you want to read it. And then you do search terms. He says he likes Trump as a symbol for white identity, whatever, nationalism. But as a leader, good God, no, I wouldn't trust him. That's what he says. And he admires China as probably closest to his ideology, People's Republic of,
yeah,
as in the communist dictatorship.
That's exactly so. That just lets you know exactly who he was.
Yeah.
And, of course, the news media has been calling his attack a right-wing attack.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
And I have never heard the term left-wing attack.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I have never heard it used, no. But you always hear right-wing attack.
Oh, always, always.
It's and, just, of course.
That's why this was hard to find. I had to get this one, I think, off a newspaper in Pakistan and then another foreign when
well,
I compared them.
He had visited Pakistan.
Yeah.
And he had talked about what good people they were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
I'm sure they are, but
yeah,
then to turn around and, you know.
Well, then to change – and I was saying, well, we've done the same thing, you know, pass legislation to change all our gun laws after somebody obviously unbalanced that does that. But we're doing the same thing with our bump stock ban coming up. And we did it with the so-called assault rifles ban and all that. But one thing I wanted to talk to you guys about is in your home, of course, we all know, you know, We don't want, if we hear some noise, we want to set up a safe room, and that can be pretty simple. I have a simple safe room. It's just the master bedroom. But you don't want to go charging out with any handgun into the night, outside, anything, because the person who's breaking into your home has planned it, at least planned it for a few minutes. You've just woken up, so it's probably not right. But let's get past all that. I mentioned earlier, I kind of came to the conclusion that, you know, if you were going out just buying a gun, you're already, economy, you didn't have to use one you had, I would strongly look at pistol caliber carbines. On the low end, you can get a, High Point, I can't think of, once you get 990 something, 985 or something like that. They now have 20 round magazines before, and it's a low end gun, but I think it works all right. It does work all right. It's just not as fancy as
I actually seen several YouTube videos that really put them to the test.
Yeah, well, they have a 20-round magazine now, but it's right at $300. Actually, a little under. You can probably get it for $280, and then you can go all the way up to the Scorpion. For what, $1,100, $1,000. But so there's everything in between. But what I see, if you don't need a 40. Let's say 2-inch shotgun, trying to run around your house, even if it's top of the line, because you may not get through a door, or you may not be able to pull it up. Somebody might be too close to you, and you could get, let's say, that High Point, or get the Kel-Tec Sub 2000, Beretta Storm, something like that. This is going to be right at 30 inches, but it's not going to knock you down, and you're going to have 20 rounds or
very minimal recoil.
Yeah. You're going to have 20 rounds to deal with somebody.
Well, I tell you, Judge, a lot of folks that I've seen in my shop and at the gun shows and stuff, they're looking at the Shockwave and the TAC-14 from Remington and Mossberg. That's the 14-inch barrel pistol grip, basically. It's a kind of a not a
hold
pistol,
on to your wrist grip.
But they're everybody, that's a perfect home defense gun.
Yeah.
And I try to tell them, home defense gun. It's a fun toy to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have a lot of guns, and you want another toy.
The problem that I see is a lot of people still have this belief that you don't have to aim a shotgun.
There you go.
And
I don't have much. I had some targets that I did at various intervals.
Right.
Even you got up to 25 feet, the spread was
absolutely
identical.
I took my Mossberg 590 A1 out and did a test with double-aught buckshot, regular double-aught buckshot, and put a target out at 20 feet, and it was one giant hole in the center of the target.
Yeah, there you go. And the better the buckshot, it tends to hold together a little better.
Absolutely.
A lot of times there's plastic wadding there that encases that buckshot.
Well, exactly.
That's what keeps it close and tight.
And I actually went the shotgun that I do have at home, I do have one in the closet, but I have number 4 buck in it, so it's 27 pellets instead of 8. So there's a little bit more chance, I'm hoping, to if I'm shooting down the hallway or something like that. Every one of my guns has a light on it. That's a must for a home defense gun, in my opinion. I hate seeing these folks that shoot their sons or their parents or whoever that's coming in the door at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they shoot through a door, or they shoot without identifying the target before.
Yes.
And first of all, a light, if you get a high lumen, I got a Streamlight TLR1 HL, which is the high lumen, it's 800 lumens. When you flip that thing on, especially if you flip it on strobe, it's going to blind them.
Oh, yeah.
So if it is a bad guy, first of all, they're going to be addled. They're going to be blind. You have a chance to identify your target and then take action.
And compared to 10 years ago, the price of the decent brands. I mean, you can get all kind of stuff from China that's probably made there too. But you can get the Streamlights and what's the other one that's kind of a
Surefire.
Yeah, Surefire. They have come down by probably 75%.
Yeah, Streamlight, a Streamlight TLR1 is $100, $109, I believe.
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, when you're looking for a light.
$100,
if you want,
a
49.
I think when I bought mine, it was like $220.
All right, and Surefire was
$49, $40-something, and then you can get your separate attachment to your gun. If you've got Picatinny rails, get it for that. But when you're looking for one of those type lights, try to get one that takes regular batteries. I know from experience, a lot of them take the CR123s. And they're pretty pricey, especially if you just go in for two at the drugstore or whatever. But if you can get them that take AA or AAA, that's a lot more convenient.
Well, it's easier to find. The CR123s are not everywhere. So, I mean, that's even my EOTech. So at one point, I had all CR123 EOTechs on my stuff, and now I've gotten back to the 512s that just take two AA batteries because I can go anywhere.
Like, I want to change them every year, whether they need it or not, just because. Right. And the go-to day, they may not work. And, you know, it gets pretty expensive with the CR-1.
If you can find them.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got that. But the other problem with the shotgun, of course, is somebody called with a double barrel, which, you know, is great. But the problem is you got two rounds there. And there's a reason, you know, AR-15s or 20, 30-round magazines.
Right.
You don't have to go that far, but if you want to, you know, I wouldn't get anything under a 20-round if I was getting. There are a couple of guns out there. I think Ruger has a new carbine, but it's, I think the maximum magazine may be 17 rounds. And I thought they're doing that for political reasons.
Well, the Ruger PC carbine,
it's actually
a fantastic gun.
It
comes
like
with.
It, yeah.
Three different mag wells, so you can either use Glock, Smith & Wesson mags, or Beretta 92 mags.
Those are the best thing, if you're already, like me, have a bunch of Berettas.
Exactly, and you can just swap the mag wells out, and then, you know, if you got the Glock mag in, I'm a Glock guy, so I got the Glock mags. I got 33-round Glock mags, so plus it's a takedown, so you can just pop it apart, slide it in your backpack,
yeah,
and run with it if you have to. And it's a threaded barrel, so if you want to get a suppressor, you can go ahead and suppress it.
And it's like 32 inches, yeah.
The Kel-Tec P2000 is the same way.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, at one point, and I've had two, I'm high on them, but not as a risk, you know, bet your life on them. I think they've improved their quality a good bit, and I don't see many complaints anymore. You know,
is that the High Point or the Kel-Tec?
The Kel-Tec.
Kel-Tec, I love the sub-2000. I would love, I mean, they're hard to get.
Yeah.
The distributors don't have them.
That's what, you know, they've played that game, like with their 22 long rifle and all,
right.
Where they get all this people talking about it and all, but they're just not producing enough.
Right.
That's been a real clever thing.
Well, one more thing I want to touch on real quick about the shotgun is there's also one of the other misinterpretations or myths, I should say, is, you don't even have to use it if you just wreck the slide.
Oh,
you know, the sound is enough to deter.
And, you know, I want to see a study on that because there's not one.
Well, you know, what I found out, and I learned this probably last year, is that the reason that that's not a good idea is because a criminal
saying I'm over here in the dark
well,
with
that,
empty gun.
But in the commission of a crime, the adrenaline dump that they are in cuts off their audio. They can't hear.
There you go.
They would not even hear that sound. So you don't. It's not a deterrent at all.
That does happen
too
about the audio and the eyes because
tunnel vision.
It's
and
like somebody
you can't hear.
Talking to you from a mile away. Are you all right?
Well, it's just like if you're hunting. I don't wear hearing protection when I hunt, but when the adrenaline dumps because there's a deer in front of me, I don't hear the gun go off at all. You know, I just don't hear.
Well,
it.
Well, that's right.
Because of the adrenaline.
Well, and that's another. You know, if you've got multiple users in your house. Whatever carbine you look at, you can get one with adjustable stock. While they're not banned, you know, but or maybe a bayonet lug, but you can get one with adjustable stock. So
my shotgun has a bayonet lug.
Your 12-year-old can use the gun, and then you can, maybe your wife, and they're not going to knock them over, but they can get the fit. You know, you can eat. There's some people that make 45 ACP carbines.
Yep.
You know, there are a lot of people. I'm not going to use anything less than a 45. Which shouldn't be that way.
You could get a pistol-length AR carbine and just put a blade stabilizer, I guess, the brace. And, you know, have a gun that's, 24 inches long at the most? You know, something to that effect?
Because you want to be able to move around. You want to be able to hit your target. You know, with a pistol, you may have a light on it or separate, and your hands are going to be shaking. I mean, that's going to happen to the best of us, and I would just feel more comfortable. There's a myth, too, Will, that, if I use a shotgun, it's not going to penetrate walls, it's not going to hurt my neighbor, but a 9mm, a shotgun's going to go, especially, even birdshot will go through a wall board.
Right.
So you shouldn't be shooting unless everybody's in your safe room. And safe room, what I'm talking about, folks, get your bedroom or some central spot. Make sure it's got a solid door on it, solid wood or steel if you can get away with it, and put three hinges on the lock. And instead of the two that's got, put 2.5-3-inch screws in them and put a deadbolt on there. And if you really want to do it right, you can get these latch bolts that go into the top and bottom, and you'll be tough. We'll be back after this break at Armed Alabama.
running down a way of life. Our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Now remember, when things look bad, and it looks like you're not going to make it, then you got to get mean. I mean plumb mad dog mean. Because if you lose your head and you give up, then you neither live nor win. That's just the way it is.
Like it so much, we had to play it twice.
Yeah, tonight. Clint Eastwood there. If you need any of this low recoil, this weird ammunition I'm talking about, most people don't keep up with it, you can go down to McCoy's.
They got it.
They've got it there on Spring Hill Avenue. You should call it Spring Hill Avenue Extension, just west, I-65 and the old K&B store. But certainly ammunition, guns, and that's a good source of information too, because you know, we were just talking about the myth of racking the shotgun. Nobody rely on that. And we were in the bird shot thing. If you're going to use deadly force, use deadly force, not bird shot.
Yeah, I was in Field and Stream one time, and one of the gun counter guys, not to throw that name out there because I don't go in there anymore after their deal.
The Dick Sporting Goods.
Exactly. But their salesman was telling people, oh, yeah, you got bird shot. You know, put bird shot in the first round and then a slug the second round. That way, when you hit them with the birdshot, it stuns them, and they're standing still, so you can hit them with the slug. And I'm like, you have lost your mind.
And I thought, what is source?
What is wrong with you, man? Know?
Yeah.
I mean, what a terrible,
source. Well, don't be a Richard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't be a Richard.
A lot of people then will shy away from 223s, you know, ARs. Oh, because that'll go 10 miles and kill my neighbor. A 223 or 5.56 actually tumbles. There's more of a chance your 9mm full metal jacket will go next door and kill somebody.
Yeah, the 55 grain tumbles more than the 62, just to throw that out there.
Yeah, but there's no question about it. If you shoot, let's say 223, the standard 55 grain, it's probably going to hit something and start tumbling.
All right, Judge, we got a call we can take real quick. We have Bucks calling from Cody Road. Hi, Buck. Welcome to Armed Alabama.
Problem is I'm having a little difficulty hearing you.
What you got for us?
NRA was backing skeet teams, girl teams up northeast someplace.
Well, aren't you surprised?
Money for, I guess, their ammo and whatever. And it was a regular high school skeet teams.
Yeah, and they're in Massachusetts and places like that. And I thought, and we don't have them here.
No,
usually it's a trap, but you know, most people the same thing. But yeah, they have all those teams. I've seen them on some of the shows, and I've kind of thought, how goofy is this? When I was in high school, every other young man had a shotgun rack, you know, in the back of his truck
in the school parking lot.
Yeah, in the school parking lot.
Well, that's exactly what the Friends of NRA. That's more than likely the Friends of NRA backing those folks up. That's what we do. We just had our annual meeting, actually, 2 weekends ago, and we voted on all of the grants for the state of Alabama. And I'm happy to say that we pretty much, as long as it served our mission of educating kids, we were able to approve at least some of every grant that we had. We actually had a pretty good chunk. We had about $124,000 to give away.
Something like that.
I'm glad you reminded me. Thank you, sir.
That would be a really good idea.
It really would. I can imagine, because, you know, we think we're conservative, and we are, but you get people, especially in the, like school-type people, they all start thinking of everything that could go wrong, and I'm thinking they're doing that in Massachusetts.
Well, yeah. And the shooting programs are getting bigger in the schools again. They are really coming back across the country from what I'm hearing from the Friends of NRA guys.
That's good.
Speaking of grants, you had mentioned last time when you were here with us that there was a program that the NRA took high school kids to Washington, D.C. and
The YES program.
Yes.
Youth Education Summit, I believe, is what YES stands for. I'm not 100% sure.
And you stated that we had no participants from Alabama.
Actually, we did. We ended up getting two people to go last year.
Oh, fantastic.
At the last minute, because they sent out an emergency broadcast. Basically, we have nobody going. So we did. We actually, and we didn't even know it at the annual meeting. We had to verify whether did we or did we not have people go. Because that is one thing that
that's incredible.
That we do. You know, it's kind of funny. The Friends of NRA, half of the money we take in at the events goes to corporate for the YES program, Eddie Eagle, and different youth programs that the NRA does outside of the Friends of NRA, and then 50% stays in the state. Well, at our meeting, at our grant meeting, the first 13 grants are for those programs that the NRA funds with the 50%, asking for more money for us to give them, and we always skip over those 13 other than the YES program. Fully fund that one because
you want them to raise some money on their own.
Well, right.
To show they've got support.
And we've already given them 50% of what we've raised, so you know they're just kind of trying to get what they can.
So basically, if you're wanting money from the NRA, call Will Case.
I mean, if you're a youth organization or that is trying to educate youths in sports, in the shooting sports, absolutely. Give me a call at 251-753-6494. I'd be happy to talk to you about the grant process opens in August, and they are closing it in December this year, and then we will be voting again next early 2020.
And Will, what's your email, too?
It's mobilebayfnra@gmail.com.
And I'll put that on the website.
Yeah, and can you purchase early bird tickets already for the Friends of the NRA dinner?
You can. You can go on friendsofnra.org and just look for the event, Mobile Bay Friends of NRA. It's at the Battleship again. Tickets are $40 for a single ticket, $70 for a couple. And we will be raising the price at the door to $45 per ticket without a couple discount. No, we just do that trying to get everybody to buy tickets in advance.
So you want to know how many you're going to have.
Yeah.
For the catering, that's the one stressful problem that I have every year is I'm about to have a heart attack.
You could lose a lot of money if you.
And we have 2017. We actually lost about $1,400 on the caterer because we just didn't have the butts in the seats that we paid for dinners. And last year we ended up having the opposite problem. We 3 weeks away from our event, we only had 45 tickets sold. The night of the event, we had almost 200 people in seats.
Wow.
So,
well, it's definitely, if there's something you're on the fence about, let me tell you, you need to go because I've probably been to five or six of them now over the last 10 years, and I always
enjoy it. It's a
lot
better place than the it was at the Knights of Columbus one time.
Went to that one. Yeah,
a little cramped.
Went to that one.
Yeah, it was a little cramped there.
Yeah, so this is a nice place.
And it is. We do take everybody. It's the Mobile Bay. It's not just Mobile. It's Mobile Bay. We do cater to Baldwin County as well.
We're kind of in that's, between.
Both. That's kind of where why we're sticking with the Battleship because of where it's at. It's easy to get to.
Good locale.
And absolutely, well, it's the most patriotic place in the state.
We want to thank all our sponsors, and we're about out of time. I want to thank Steve Moore at his law firm, Personal Injury Moore Law Firm. .al.com. He's on Dearborn Street. Give him a call. And, of course, we've got the three Ace Hardware stores, Spring Hill, Moffitt Road, and out in Criolla. We've got Hanson Heating and Air. Call them. We're going to need air conditioning soon, or if not tomorrow. Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. Give them a buzz. And also Hunter Security. If you need a camera system or doorbell camera, something like that, that'd be – everybody needs a camera at the door. You can get them pretty cheap to know who's there. Hey, is it safe? Or is it the postman or UPS guy, probably? Right, Adam? So, or some fanatical religious individual that's at your door that you don't really want to talk to right then. So, you a lot of time.
I love going out the door and talk to him.
Oh, I had a relative of mine that would get intoxicated way too much. One time he invited the two young men from the Mormon church in, and they were glad to get out of there. So he debated them, read them poems, all kind of stuff.
Lord have mercy.
Just a reminder, be sure and check us out on our Facebook page, Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. Please like, save, and follow us while you're there, and that way you'll be notified every time that we post some news or article or comment, or every time that we go live. Every Tuesday night right here on FM Talk 106.5 Studios, you can join in on the action and join in on the comments on the Facebook page.
And stay tuned next week for Buck Allen. You've heard his music for a couple of years. You'll hear him.
Yep, absolutely.
We'll see you next
Looking
Tuesday
forward
night,
to it.
7 p.m.
Thank you, Will Case, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The Friends of the NRA.